This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So you're a beta male orbiter playing cuttlefish game, and you finally want to turn that girlfriend into your girlfriend. Roycey and I got you, fam. We got you. We're going live.
No. We'll do it live!
This is the Come On Man podcast. And here's your host, Paul Bauer.
Good morning, guys. It is hump day. And it's Red Pill Story Hour with Roycey and Paul, baby. Man, so I am almost done with this book, right? This is like a encyclopedia of game. All right. Now, some of it you can't take seriously. Some of it is pretty profound. All of it is entertaining. If you guys don't know what this is Hartiste on Game, which was written by Chateau Hartiste, right? Or Hartiste, who used to go by the name of Roycey, and he's one of the original three R's in the Manosphere. And somebody took his whole entire blog, the old Chateau Hartiste blog, and it took all his blog articles and compiled them into this book here, right? But his blog is gone, too. If you go to, I think it's chateauhartiste.org. I think it's gone now. But luckily, it has been preserved in the Red Pill archive. So you guys can still read his stuff without buying the book. But I do recommend getting the book. It's pretty good. It's long, though. It's long as hell. I've been reading this for almost a year now, I swear to God. And I still have several chapters to go. But I came across this one, and I just thought it was hilarious. I was like, we got to turn this one into an episode. We got to make an episode about this one, because it's just funny. It's basically, you can't take this one seriously either. All right. Now, I know some of you guys, looking at the title on the How to Turn a Girlfriend into a Girlfriend, that is clearly, if you guys have read How to Be a 3% Man, that is clearly something that Corey tells you to Google in his book, right? He's like, Google Corey Wayne, how to turn a girlfriend into a girlfriend. And so I had one of the guys at Beer Club ask me that this morning. Hey, Paul, are you doing your episode on Corey? No. You can't take this one seriously. You can't take this one seriously, and I'll tell you why. Roycey is essentially making fun of guys that are trying to go we're not at the 8-minute mark, right? The cuttlefish route to a woman's heart, right? Going the friend route to a girl's heart. Now, I'll tell you this. There is some appeal to going the friendship route to a girl's heart, because 20% of the time, it works every time, right? It does work occasionally, right? It's just the most passive beta way to get a girlfriend. And most of the time it doesn't work out. And then you're resentful of her because she's not being your girlfriend. She's dating all these jerks and you're the better guy. And you let her cry to you and you listen to her feelings. And now it's just one giant covert contract. And then when you finally do get the cojones, we're not the 8-minute mark, the cojones, maybe we can speak Spanish, I don't know, the huevos to just let her know how you feel. And then she's like, but I don't want to ruin our friendship. Then you're completely crushed and you think she's an epic biatch. And it's like, dude, if you had any balls to be, oh, there we go. If you had any cojones or huevos to begin with, you wouldn't have been in the friend zone. Okay. Guys put themselves in the friend zone. Guys put themselves there by accepting women's, well, by one, acting like a friend, and two, accepting the woman's offer to be your friend. Right? Most of the time when a chick says, let's just be friends, it's because you weren't making a move, right? And she's like, oh, well, this guy's treating me like a friend. I have no choice but to assume he just wants to be friends. So that she says, let's just be friends. And then you accept that. That's you. That's all on the dude. That's the dude. Okay. But if you are making moves and she's just not having it and then says the, hey, let's just be friends, that's just her way of letting you down easy. It's not a serious offer. It's not a serious offer. That's where you got to tell a chick, I already got friends. Thanks, but no thanks. Right. Anyway, so we're going to get into that today, but literally everything that he talks about in this post, it's like if a guy had the gumption to do any of this stuff, he never would have been in the friend zone to begin with, because all this stuff is like mind game manipulation stuff that like playboys do. It's like he never would have been in the friend zone to begin with. So that's why I think it's kind of a funny article. And some of it's pretty messed up, you know? So I'm not necessarily saying to really do this, but it's funny, right? Like, it's funny. We're going to have fun today. I am winging it today, guys. I have no show notes. Nurse Chick kept me busy last night in a good way. If you guys know what I'm talking about, you guys know what I'm talking about. Before we get into this article, guys, like, subscribe, hit those notifications. Do sound off in the live chat today, right? That helps these go by much smoother. I love doing these lives because I like interacting with you guys. It's just a fun thing to do, but it also helps boost us in the algorithm. So if you guys are watching on Facebook, if you guys are watching on X, if you guys are watching on YouTube, participate, right? If you guys say have something funny or clever or pertinent to say, I'll bring it up on the screen, okay? You don't have to send a super chat, but don't be stingy with those super chats, okay? Especially if you guys are getting value out of these episodes, or at least are you entertained? Are you entertained? Oh, man. Okay. Let me make sure for you guys that do send super chats, let me make sure that the loop is off here on the soundboard. All right. All right, guys. Let's get into this today, right? So Royce has this article, The Undercover Orbiter Strategy. Okay. That's the name of Royce's article, The Undercover Orbiter Strategy. And it starts off, he says, beta males who get stuck in the friend zone, or LJB fed, right? Let's just be friends with women, are rightly mocked for their self-defeating clinginess and the burden of their blue balls. But the strategy, if it could be called that, to be friend girls that one would like to, we're not at the 8-minute mark, like to bang, must have some utility for some men, some of the time, or it wouldn't exist in the state of nature. And if one observes women through the years, there are those beta male orbiters who do manage, through sheer force of persistence or ungodly patience, for a stroke of luck to come their way, a tender 5 seconds of intimacy with their female friends, which the girls immediately regret afterwards. There's a reason why guys don't like their girl to have a guy best friend, right? Or a work husband, right? Because we know exactly what these guys are doing. They're not your friend, ladies. They are just waiting for an opportunity. They are waiting for your current guy to mess up in some way so they could swoop in and clean up. And a lot of times you ladies will let them do that. So we're like, no, you can't go hang out with Todd tonight. Okay. You can't. And then they're like, you're controlling. You actually, it's a better way of doing that is saying, I don't date girls who have male best friends, right? That's not controlling. Saying, hey, you cannot go out with Todd tonight. That's controlling, right? But if you go, hey, you can go out with Todd tonight, but don't come back. Then it's up to her, right? That's up to her. But it works, right? Sometimes some of these guys, it works. It works for some of them some of the time. Now, a lot of times after the girl does it, she immediately regrets it because the guy's a total beta. He's weak, right? If he was the kind of guy that just got it and was more direct with what he wanted, that would be more attractive. But he's being sneaky about it, isn't he? And this is why a lot of women prefer bears to men, because there's a lot of men out there that are pretending to be their friends, but they're disingenuous, right? So they can't trust dudes. I can't trust him. He said he was my friend, but he really just wanted my body. It's like, yeah, lady. Yeah. All of us, we just want your body. Okay. That's how that works. Okay. I'm being honest with you. These so-called nice guys, they are not. They're anything but nice, right? They're lying sons of bitches. We're after the 8-minute mark, and I can say that now. All right. So the next one here. So you might say the undercover beta male orbiter strategy is extremely long-term with no guarantee of sexual closure. It's a painfully slow and laborious process for extracting sexual favors from girls. So why then do some egregiously betas do it? Well, because for these kinds of weak men, the pain of the subversive orbiter strategy is less painful than the pain of outright rejection from busting a move that would destroy all of their hopes and delicious uncertainty that acts as mental lube for their masturbatory daydreaming. It's a buffer from rejection, isn't it? It's a buffer from rejection. They don't want to be rejected, so they allow themselves to be in the friend zone, and then they regret it. Right? What have we been learning with the Book of Puck? What have we been learning with the Book of Puck series, right? I just last week had episode 3 of that series. Friday is going to be episode 4. But we learned from Puck that rejection is better than regret, didn't we? And guys that get good with girls realize that. It's better to lay your cards on the table, and you're going to have more success laying your cards out on the table than playing this long-term sneaky fucker game that may or may not work out and probably won't work out. Like this is like a long-term investment that probably won't work out. It's not like the stock market where the stock market goes up, it's always going up. And so if you play the long game, you're going to come out on top. That's not how it works with sneaky fucker game. You're going to sit there through countless boyfriends and go, why does she keep dating all these jerks when I'm right here? I'm such a great guy. If you were such a great guy, you wouldn't be playing sneaky fucker game. Okay. Paul, guys are going to find this video looking for a way to turn their girlfriends into a girlfriend, and you're just lecturing them? You're goddamn right I am. Wake up. Wake up, okay? We're not playing this game, all right? If you guys want to get the girl, don't play sneaky fucker game, all right? I digress. Let's keep going. Yeah, I'm gonna lecture you guys throughout this whole fucking thing. Okay. However, if approaching and hitting on girls with sexual intention is simply out of your realm of possibility, then there are ways to conduct your undercover orbiter strategy that will maximize your odds of a bang with the torment of your dreams. I lay them out here. And like I said, as we go through these things, if the guy did this to begin with, he wouldn't have been in the friend zone, right? Because all of this stuff that he lays out here is game. It's all game. And if you had any game at all, you wouldn't be playing sneaky fucker game, right? If you had real game, you wouldn't be playing beta male orbiter strategy, right? Right. Okay. That being said, guys, do follow me on social media. The links are in the description. I'm on all the good platforms. Guys, get on the email list, list.comeonmanpod.com. We are learning to not be a nice guy, okay? And we're bad boys now, right? Right, Omega? Omega in the comments there. Omega in the comments. I told him, I'm like, you're a bad boy now, bro. You're a bad boy now. I won't get into how that conversation went, but I told him, I go, you're a bad boy now. All right. Get on the email list, guys. I'll send you a bunch of free stickers. If you don't want the stickers, I won't waste a stamp on you. If you just put don't want stickers in the address field. Okay. But you also get 20 dating app openers that are guaranteed to capture a woman's attention to the first 7 words, because most women are filtering men out on dating apps based on their pictures and how they open, right? And the way they're looking at how you open is through the preview pane. That's why when you go and open with a chick and you don't get a response back, it's because she's been flooded with 30 other dudes or 100 other dudes or whatever, depending on your area. And everybody's opening with, hey, hey, beautiful, you look like trouble. What's up? What you doing? Right. And so they're looking in the preview pane, just scrolling past all that until they see something that captures their attention. These dating app openers will capture their attention and it'll get the conversation started. And that's where you want to be. Okay. So get the dating app openers. You also get a free chapter of my book, Everything I Wish I Knew When I Was 18, which is available on Amazon and Audible. If you guys have an Audible subscription, I do suggest you guys use your next credit and get the Audible version, because my friend RP Thor did the narration and it's pretty good. All right. It's pretty good, if I do say so myself. And then, guys, check out the dating course. I'm making it half off for the entire month of May with code May50 at checkout. Let me play a commercial for that and then we'll get back to this. 70% of relationships start online nowadays, but you're tired of being stuck in the dating app dead end. Swipe after swipe, and all you get is ghosted, or worse, bot matches. The problem isn't you. It's that most dating apps are designed to favor the top 20% of guys. And if your profile isn't up to par, you're just another swipe left. The solution? No cold approach in the cow pasture. While the course may have a funny name, it will show you how to optimize your dating profile. It will show you how to take perfect photos and write bios that get you noticed. You'll also learn how to spot and avoid bots, catfish, and time wasters. I originally designed this course for guys who live in rural flyover country, where the opportunity to meet women organically in person just isn't possible, or your options are severely limited. But this course will work for guys in big cities too. In fact, it'll work better for guys that live in big cities, because you have way more options than guys that live out in rural areas. Wherever you are, no cold approach in the cow pasture will help you meet high quality women in your area. It will help you to close for more dates than you ever thought possible. Because not only do I teach you how to optimize your online dating profile on dating apps, the real secret sauce is I show you how to meet women on Facebook and Instagram, and how to slide into their DMs using a virtual cold approach method using video messages. Ready to be a part of the top 20%? Don't miss your chance. Visit dates.comeonmanpod.com. That's dates.comeonmanpod.com to sign up now. And for the entire month of May, take 50% off with code May50 at checkout. Guys, do check out the course. The secret sauce in the course is that I show you guys, for you guys that are tired of dating apps, because a lot of you guys are. A lot of you guys are tired of the dating apps. I show you guys how to find women in your area using Facebook and Instagram. Now, when I say that, a lot of guys go, oh, Facebook? You mean Facebook dating? No, I'm talking about Facebook proper, regular Facebook. It's like Amazon shopping for chicks. Okay. So check out the course and save 50% for the entire month of May. All right. Let's get back into this, guys. So the first thing that he says here is, Always talk about the girls you are dating, fucking, or seeking same from your girlfriend. Do so in a way that does not seem try hard. That is, offer it up like an afterthought to some other topic that triggers the segue. What is he suggesting here? What is he suggesting here, guys? He's suggesting using competition anxiety, right? Or pre-selection, right? Because women like guys that have options with other women. But if he's dating and fucking these other chicks, why? I mean, that would lead me to think that this guy would have some kind of game and wouldn't be in a friend zone. Wouldn't you think? Wouldn't you think? And if he knew to use that pre-selection talk and talk about, you know, these other girls that he's talking to and all that kind of stuff, you would think that he would be savvy enough to know not to let himself be in the friend zone to begin with. Wouldn't you think? That's what I think. I don't know. What do you guys think? Let me know in the comments, right? Let me know in the live chat here. Speaking of the live chat, we have some guys in here. What are they talking about here? Paul's shirt's on point. Yeah, you guys like that? This is one of my favorite pro wrestling shirts here. Let's see here. Omega says, sitting in the weeds until they have the opportunity to taste her cookie. Yep, that's what we're talking. That's the beta male orbiter strategy in a nutshell. Nathan says, get in beer club. We can help you with this. You're goddamn right we can. And let's see here. Lee says, girls like seeing the words yummy and icky in your dating profile. God damn it, Lee. God damn it. You're triggering me right now, sir. The guys at Beer Club know I don't like the words yummy and I don't like the words icky because those are fucking gay. And that's G-H-E-Y for the YouTube algorithm. Don't take my video down. Okay. He goes, Lee's absolutely right. That gets the poon wetter than water. No. It's very feminine to say yummy and icky. Whenever I see it, I cringe. I'm like, bro, stop. Fucking stop. You could say, instead of yummy, you could say delicious. Right? You could say delicious, you know? Jesus Christ. Hey, Mitch, how are you doing, man? I am doing well. I hope you're doing well, too. All right, guys, the next one here is limit your friend zone time to drinking, shows, art exhibits, and house parties. Try to avoid shopping or other quintessential girly or best gay boyfriend activities. The object is to do friendly things with her that mimic real dates while avoiding doing those things with her that strengthen her impression of you as one of the girls who happens to have a penis if the rumors are true. So basically, it's like what I say, right? I prefer when we're setting dates, a lot of guys are like, what about coffee dates? Like, I don't recommend coffee dates, although I did meet Nurse Chick on a coffee date. And if you have game, it doesn't matter where you really have the date, right? But typically, as a rule of thumb, I recommend not doing coffee dates. I recommend drinks in the evening, right? Because if you want her to be your lover, you want to do what lovers do, okay? And coffee dates in the middle of the day are what friends do. It kind of puts out the friend vibe, right? Coffee puts out the friend vibe. So I recommend drinks in the evening, right? Because that's what people do on dates, right? They go out and have drinks, and then they go home and have sex, right? Dates are a fun-filled opportunity for sex to happen. Shout out to Corey Wayne. And so what he's recommending here is that you only spend time with her where it could be a romantic setting, right? If you want to be her lover, do what lovers do, okay? Now, again, if you fucking knew this to begin with, you probably wouldn't have landed in the friend zone, right? Because probably up to this point, you did exactly the exact opposite, right? You helped her sister move. You went to her, you went and helped fucking helped her paint her house, right? You helped her. You helped her do the landscaping in her yard, and she just got herself some free fucking labor. And she just thought you were being such a nice guy helping her with all that kind of stuff. And you're like, man, I hope I get some cookie with this. And she didn't put out. And then you were resentful, and you just wasted your entire fucking weekend, you know, moving rocks and shit for this bitch, right? And then the whole time she's telling you about the guys that she's fucking. Right. And you're just like, yeah. Right. Just being a fucking shoulder to cry on, man. So he's saying, don't fucking do that. Don't be doing the nice guy shit. Don't be doing work for her. Don't be bailing her out. She calls you because she's got a flat tire. You know, tell her to call AAA. Right. Don't go fucking rescue her and change her tire thinking that you're going to get in her pants. You're not going to get in her pants. Okay. She's just using you. All right. Tell her to call fucking AAA, or tell her to call one of those guys she's fucking. Well, the guys she's fucking, they're not showing up to change her tire either. Okay. And that's why she's crying to you about it, because these guys are all they do is use me for sex. Can you believe that? Yes. Yes, because they're not trying to be your friend. They're trying to be your lover, bitch. Okay. And then you like that. You like that. There's things that women respond to, guys. All right. The next one here, he says, is immediately and without qualification, change the subject when your girlfriend begins talking about the guy she likes or the dude she's fucking or wants to fuck. Once you go down that road, there's no turning back from eternal let's just be friends hell. She will never see you as a sexual creature if you're willing to listen to her sob stories about other men plowing her clean. Understand? As soon as she starts talking about the guy she fucks or wants to fuck, you need to fucking nip that in the bud. Be like, nope, we're not talking about that. You know? Immediately and without qualification, change the subject. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to change the subject there, Susan. Let's talk about fucking whatever. I don't know. What does Ernest say in the comments here? He goes, if she spent the entire time talking about guys she's banging, I wouldn't talk to her again. She's just playing games at that point. Yeah, I mean, it's like, well, she's a lot of that kind of stuff is a shit test too, right? If you just sit there and listen to her problems and whatever, and instead of just checking her at, nope, I don't need to know that. But really, she's signaling she doesn't like you. You know, it's a lot of times too, it's just a signal that she's just not that interested in you, you know, and be like, okay, we're done here, you know. But then again, like if you've even gotten to that point, right, where you haven't asked her on a fucking real date, and you're just hanging out with her fucking shoe shopping or whatever. Bro, what are you doing? What are you even fucking doing? How did you get to this point where she feels comfortable enough to tell you about the other guys she's fucking, right? Like, what are you doing? This is why they picked the bear, guys, because of guys like this. This is why they want to go out the bear, because they don't trust guys, because guys are doing the sneaky fucker shit. And we've had so many generations of nice guys that this is super common. A lot of guys are doing this kind of stuff instead of learning real game. You know what I mean? They are all playing sneaky fucker game, thinking that's what women want. Because women put in their dating app profiles, friends first. We're going to start off as friends and see where things go. And then guys believe that shit. You know, nobody's on a dating app looking for friends, right? In fact, guys, that's actually a really good opener. It's not in one of my 20 dating app openers, but it's one that I used to go with, right? If a chick said, looking for friends first or whatever, you know, friends first and then see where things go, or I'm out here looking for friends, I would always open with, you're not looking for friends. That'll guarantee get you a response. You're not looking for friends. Okay. So the next one here is Don't make a production of her wistful musings about other guys, though. Don't change the subject by exclaiming your refusal to listen to her dating life. Doing that opens her suspicions that you really like her. And if your undercover orbiter strategy is to work, you can't put yourself in a position of needy weakness. Better to change the subjects by simply changing them, as if you didn't even hear her comment about the serial killer she really wants to boff who offed her twin sister. He's got a link here, which I didn't, there isn't in the book. Okay, where does this go to? Oh, it's going to an old Huffington Post. Oh, what is this one? Oh, it says Edith Cassis wants to marry Victor Thingliani, convicted of murdering her twin sister. You know what? Women do like criminals, don't they? Women really do like, it's called a bristophilia, right? And Rollo always says this. He goes, not every woman is an abristophile, but only women are abristophiles, right? Only women are turned on by serial killers and murderers and stuff like that. Only women. Why is that, guys? Why is that? What do you think? Let's ponder this. So basically, he's saying if she does start talking about banging other dudes or other guys she thinks are hot, just change the subject without making a big deal out of it, right? Like, as if you didn't even hear her say it. Okay, that's what he's saying. The next one here, he says, you're going to want to invoke feelings of latent jealousy as much as possible. A girlfriend that you are orbiting may not consciously perceive you as a potential lover, but when she sees you holding court with other girls or flirting with one of her friends, her instincts will kick in and she won't be able to control a growing desire for your pre-selected malehood. Again, this is one of those things where I'm like, if a guy knew this going in, he wouldn't let himself be in the friend zone to begin with, because he would understand game. He would understand attraction. He would understand like how, like what women respond to. Right. But good thing Royce's here to tell us this for you guys that are new, you know, that are literally coming to this channel for this video to try to figure out how to turn a girlfriend into a girlfriend. Okay. Basically, hit on her friends. Okay. Hit on her friends and let her see you do it. Okay. Because if she's a real friend, she wants you to be happy. Okay. She wants you to be happy. So it should be okay for you to hit on her girlfriends. Wouldn't you think? But as soon as she starts seeing that her girlfriends are responding to you in a good way, she's going to start thinking things like, wait a second, he's been here this whole time. He's pretty goddamn attractive. And then her competition anxiety is going to kick in. That might just work, Mr. Beta Male Orbiter. The next one here is use her as a target for practicing your teasing skills. A platonic girlfriend, but you know her better, don't you, Tiger? Presents an excellent opportunity for honing your cocky teasing skills. And a welcome bonus is that she may start to want you after all your gentle insulting. This is, we call this, I call it in my book, and I got this from Dr. Robert Glover, right? But the three T's, right? What you're trying to do is build heat when you're out dating women. And you're trying to seduce them, you want to build heat, right? Healthy emotional anticipation and tension. And the best ways of doing that are with the three T's, right? Tease, touch, and tell. Playfully teasing a girl actually makes them more attracted to you. And we talked about that in the Book of Puck. The Book of Puck series talks about that, right? You got to act like the sandbox when you're kids, right? Teasing girls when you're little kids actually made them like you more. Well, they never outgrow that shit. Okay. Now, you do want to practice the 80-20 rule with that, though, right? You don't want to always be teasing a chick constantly, because then you come across like an asshole, and not in a good way, right? Chicks do like assholes, but playful assholes. And you can only do it about 20% of the time. before you come across as like a fucking cocky, arrogant piece of shit. Okay. So you gotta, you want to be like a 80% charming James Bond and a 20% guy who playfully teases her, right? Cocky, funny teasing. And it's gotta be playful. It's gotta be playful teasing, not insulting. You know what I mean? There's a difference. There's a difference, right? But when you are practicing your teasing skills, that it, that will raise attraction in most women. Okay. So that's what he's doing. He's like, start gently busting her ovaries a little bit. Okay. Brother Nathan with a $2 super chat. Thank you for that, man. I'm going to give you the usual. Oh, I got a new one that I'm going to work on. I should have it by Friday. And I, cause Nurse Chick and I, we watched the movie You People last night. And there was a fucking funny ass soundbite that I wanted to get and put it on the soundboard. So I'm going to have that by Friday, but I'm going to give you Elena today.
Shame these whores.
Yes. We are going to shame these whores that use men for their provisioning. AJ, what's good, man? Thanks for tuning in, brother. We have 43 guys watching right now. There should be at least 43 likes on that, on the video, guys. 43 likes. There should be at least 43. And you guys are awfully quiet in the comments. You guys are awfully quiet. Are you guys still there? Drop a one in the chat if you're still listening. We fell asleep already, Paul. We're bored. I hope that's not the case. Okay. Use her as a target for practicing teasing. We talked about that, right? And the three T's, tease, touch, and tell, that creates heat, healthy emotional anticipation and tension. And that builds attraction. Once in a while, she's going to unload that I fucked a hot dude last night conversation bomb. Do not react negatively, even though you will feel intense, burning jealousy mixed with disgust. In fact, do not react at all. Raise an eyebrow and say something along the lines of, tell me more when the wedding date is. The idea is to ridicule her idea of fulfilling dating life. More good replies. Your parents would be proud, right? Hey, congratulations, you magnificent slut. You'll say this with a shit-eating grin. This is news, right? Basically, what he's saying is agree and amplify. Yeah, agree and amplify, which is one great way to handle shit tests. So if she drops the I just fucked a hot dude last night bomb, huge shit test for you to see how you'll react. Now, if you get all pissy and storm off and get mad because you're playing sneaky fucker game and now you're jealous, you just ruined your friendship and ruined all chances of fucking this chick. All right. So he's saying treat it like a shit test, agree and amplify, and go, tell me more when the wedding date is set, right? Fuck with her on this. Oh, you fucked a hot guy? When are you guys getting married? But again, if you knew not to react to this kind of shit emotionally, you would probably have some frame, wouldn't you? And if you had some frame, you probably wouldn't need this fucking list, right? Right? You wouldn't have even played beta male orbiter strategy to begin with. That's what I'm getting at here with a lot of this stuff. Okay, the next one says, your one advantage, if you could call it that, is that you are the guy who is there for her when times are tough and she needs a shoulder to cry on. Occasionally, like when Jupiter aligns with Uranus and her oxytocin levels are off the charts, a girl will feel strong, intimate feelings for the emotionally available and sensitive beta male. That's when you leap in. You've been laying the groundwork for months, perhaps years, and now it's time to cash in your terrific guy chips for a shot with her weepy vulva. Bust your move by gently stroking the back of her hand for hours. Progress to giving her many more hours of cunnilingus when you've gotten an unambiguous green light for bedroom intimacy. Your green light will need to be unambiguous because pushing hard for sex over her coy protestations will strike her as terribly incongruent with your personality and she will recoil. Finally, be prepared for waves of regret to rack her mind in the morning, or even as soon as when the tip of your penis grazes her labia. Allow that she will need this time to regret her actions and take the necessary precautions to avoid a feminism-inspired legal imbroglio by wiring your place with audio and video recorders the day before she arrives. You can never be too safe. So basically he's saying she's had a moment of emotional weakness. Now is the time to start doing some kino escalation, right? Kino escalation. Guys, do you know what kino escalation is? Kino is short for kinesthetic, right? Which means touch, right? In NLP, there's kinesthetic people. They observe their world by touching the world, right? Well, a great way to seduce a woman is through kino escalation, through touch. So he's saying touch her hand, right? This is where you touch a girl's, like, you know, elbow here, or maybe, you know, as you're on a date with her, you touch her lower back as you lead her through a room, you know, that sort of thing. That kind of breaking the touch barrier gets the ball rolling when it comes to seduction. Okay, you don't have to say anything. This was one thing that I sort of disagreed with Alan Roger Curry on when I interviewed him. Was he also has it in his Mode One books, but he's like, you cannot seduce a woman without verbal seduction, without, you know, using your words. And I'm like, bullshit. You could totally seduce a chick without saying a word if you use kino escalation. Okay. So this is what Royce's basically saying. She's got a moment of weakness. Now you need to start touching her, break that touch barrier. Okay. And get her to a point where you can go in for a kiss and start making out, and then the cunnilingus. You know, if I've learned anything from my good friend Eric Everhart, it's that you got to learn how to eat pussy, right? Now the brothers in the manosphere are like, that's beta. No. It's smart. It's smart. Okay. Anyway. But he's saying that after you do this, you got to be prepared for her to, you know, be regretful of the whole thing. But then he goes off and talks about how before you do the seduction, you need to wire your house with cameras and recorders and stuff like that to protect you from a Me Too fucking harassment. Because, you know, there's some chicks out there that think regret is the same thing as grape, right? Like, they were into it. They were into it in the moment, but now they regret it. So now it's a Me Too charge. You know, you gotta be careful of those types of chicks. But I'll tell you what, if you've been playing sneaky fucker game for months, you probably know what kind of girl she is, right? You probably know what kind of girl she is. Oh, man. All right, guys, join the beer club. beer.comeonmanpod.com. It's a good group of dudes. We have over 40 guys in there now. It's a very active Telegram community where guys swap notes, talk about their problems, you know, like whatever you want to talk about. They just drop memes and fuck around in there. It's actually a pretty fun group. It's very active. Guys are in there all the time chatting and stuff like that. I have to sometimes, it's so busy in there, it's so active that sometimes when I'm out jogging and I'm listening to like audiobooks or podcasts or whatever, I have to put notifications on mute for like an hour because they're in there going da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, just talking shit. And it's constantly interrupting my fucking Audible. And I'm like, God damn it, guys, shut the fuck up. And so then I got to put it on mute for an hour. That's a good problem to have. It's because I am also in the 3% Brotherhood on Facebook. And that is like a dead community. I don't know what happened. There's like 100 guys in that group and they don't talk. They don't fucking talk. They're not in there swapping notes. They ain't doing shit in there, right? They do it fuck all in there. But in Beer Club, everyone's chatting. Okay. So it's a good group of guys. And we have monthly video hangouts once a month. Our next hangout is May 23rd at 7 p.m. Eastern time. So get in the Beer Club if you're looking for a group of like-minded guys that you can swap notes with. Okay. All right, getting that out of the way. Let's see here. Finally, preemptively dump her after this first time you bang her. Wait a second. Wait a second, Royce. This whole time, we came here to learn how to turn our girlfriend into a girlfriend. We finally succeeded. We finally got that opportunity where we've been the shoulder to cry on that turned into the dick to ride on. And now you're telling us to dump her? Yes. That's what he's saying. Preemptively dump her after the first time you bang her. Yes, that's right. Unceremoniously dump the girl of your dreams, your white womb. As her confirmed beta orbiter, there is little chance she'll want more sex with you after the moment of weakness. That's what she'll think it is. Let alone a relationship. If you do not take steps to push her in that direction, and pushing her in that direction means pushing her away from you. There's nothing more infuriating. I can't speak this morning. There's nothing more infuriating and hence more alluring to a woman than a man who has inexplicably made himself less available to her after sex, especially when that man has spent so much time prior being the guy she could count on. This is script flipping on steroids. There's a reason why he's telling you to do this, right? This is push-pull, okay? This is psychological manipulation, right? You're pushing her away before she can, which basically reboots her fucking system. And she's like, wait a second, you're rejecting me? Women can't handle being rejected. They are usually the rejectors, and if you flip the script on them, they're like, wait, what the fuck? And they want you more. Wait a second. You can't dump me. We just fucked. I love you now, right? Crazy Royce. So this is script flipping on steroids. You must make her stop seeing you as her reliable, sensitive, asexual friend. And that means you need to start becoming less reliable, less sensitive, and more sexual. Right? This is what you should have been doing from the fucking beginning. Right? This is what you should have been doing from the beginning is not be her friend. Be her lover. Do what lovers do. Don't listen to her fucking problems. Take her on dates and do romantic shit and try to seduce her. Like, that's what lovers do, okay? You don't listen to her fucking problems until she's earned it. She's got to earn that shit. A preemptive dumping is just the strong medicine a girlfriend needs to being the healing of her regrettedness. Don't do it the very next morning, but don't wait too long either. You have to get the jump on her before she hits you with the, I don't want to ruin our friendship sermon. Timing is critical. You'll want to be the bearer of that message before she is. Okay. So he's saying you bang her and you preemptively strike with a look, I can't do this with you. Okay. I can't do this with you. I can't see you anymore. That's going to get her fucking hamster wheel going. Right. And a girl's hamster wheel is our best friend in game. Right. Oh, we have a bunch of. Okay. So you guys are still there. That's good. CW says when she tells you about her hot bang from the other night, raise an eyebrow and ask, did you get a ring yet? When she says no, why? Respond with, then you weren't a hot enough bang then. Ooh, I like that one. That's a good one, CW. Yeah. Guess you weren't a hot enough bang. Wow. Better luck next time, Tiger. All right. He says, if you are slow to act and she manages to dump you first, you have a counter maneuver. Agree with her. Yes, this was a mistake. We need to stop so we can remain friends. Never mind the bizarre logic of the statement with women. Emotions are what matter. As with anything with women, right? There's no logic when you're dealing with women, and that's what guys get frustrated with, right? Women are illogical, but when you realize that they come from emotion and how they feel, they're perfectly logical. Like, it makes sense how they act, right? And you can use that to your advantage, okay? Don't get mad at them. Use it to your advantage, okay? He goes, then in the days immediately following, see her once and then cut off all contact for a week or months as the circumstances require. Cutting off contact means taking a full day or two to reply to her texts or voicemails or IMs and not making a big deal about it when she inquires why you're being distant. Act as if she is the one imagining things are wrong between you two. Gaslight this bitch. That's what two things here, right? Give her time to wonder about you and gaslight the bitch. All right. That's what we're doing here. Okay. We're going to make her think she's crazy. Like, I'm not avoiding you. What are you talking about? I think you're just seeing things, Linda. No, we're good. We're good. Just been busy. That's all. Right. Diabolical. This is diabolically awesome. So, but yeah, he's also saying, go no contact, right? Which is what, if you learned game, right? If you do what I talk about in my book, when you go on dates with chicks, you don't smother them with time and attention all the time, right? You give them some space. You have a date and you let them wonder about you for 2 or 3 days. Okay. Because you've got to let that hamster wheel work in your favor. All right. But a lot of guys are just constantly bombarding bitches with texts and shit like that. She has no time to wonder about you. You look like you have no fucking life. And, you look needy as fuck, right? Which is all unattractive behavior. But Paul, I don't want her to forget about me. Like I just talked to her yesterday, but I don't want her to forget about me. Women aren't retarded. Okay. They're not going to forget about you. In fact, the less you're available, the more they'll think about you. Okay. The more that hamster wheel works for her wondering what you're doing, who you're talking to, who you might be talking to, why you're not getting back to her. All this kind of stuff is building that heat, that healthy emotional anticipation and tension. Okay. When's he going to get back to me? When's he going to get back to me? And when you do, bam, dopamine hit, right? That's how that works. Okay. Guys. The last thing here, he says, this is hamster manipulation of the highest order. You are the one instigating the distancing protocol while blaming her for perceiving something that's all in her head. Gaslighting. This is what gaslighting is, right? This contradictory tactic spares you from leaving an impression of butthurtness and keeps her in a constant state of self-doubt. But such fertile psychological ground sprouts the chaser-chasey inversion algorithm, a seduction ploy that is the special sauce which underlies every womanizer's exotic power over their prey. Which again, if you would have known this to begin with, you would have never been in the fucking friend zone. So don't, guys, moral of the story, don't let yourself get into the friend zone to implement this kind of shit. All right. Implement this shit right away. Just do it right away and you'll never end up in a friend zone. Okay. And never accept a woman's friend zone request. Okay. It's fucking passive loser strategy that 97% of the other guys out there are doing. Whereas 3% of the guys out there are just skipping to the finish line and banging her. Okay. The guys that she's talking to you about who are banging her, skip to the head of the line. You understand? Okay. So that's the article, guys. I'm going to drop a link to it again here. It's also in the description if you guys are listening on like iTunes or whatever. It's a funny article. Royce's stuff is fascinating. And some of it, like I said, you can't take seriously. Some of it is clearly tongue in cheek. But you gotta be able to understand which is which and take what's useful. You know what I mean? CW says there's a reason she will jump on you when she hasn't seen you in a while, especially if she has GBD for you. What's GBD? What am I missing here? What's GBD? What's GBD, CW? Oh man. Oh, genuine burning desire. Is that genuine burning desire? Ha ha. All right. I don't often speak acronyms. I think I was telling AJ this, brother AJ from the Dragon Ship, because he's a former sailor And he also works in the data center industry. And both industries have a lot of acronyms, right? Like the military has shitloads of acronyms, and so does IT, and so does the data center industry. And so he's always speaking in acronyms, and I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? I don't know what the acronym means. And when I got out of the Navy, I was like, I fucking hate acronyms. Stop with the fucking acronyms. Have you guys ever heard of NARP, the Navy Acronym Reduction Program? Yeah, I don't know. I heard about them implementing that. NARP for short. Oh, all right, guys, that's all I have for this episode. I hope you like it. You guys seem to like these story time episodes. I'm having fun with them. It's easy content. Like I said, I didn't have any show notes today. We just winged it. Tune in tonight, guys, at 7 p.m. Eastern. I'm having an emergency broadcast with Paul Benjamin from Apex Mindset. We are going to discuss his sexpionage course. We essentially are going to talk about how spies have been trained in speed seduction, and that's what Paul's course teaches. He teaches you how you could be an ugly motherfucker and literally talk your way into the pants of some of these perfect 10 chicks out there, right? Because secret agents all over the world had to learn how to do that in order to gain assets and get intelligence. And they had to blend in with the population, right? They couldn't be these suave looking James Bonds walking around in tuxedos and shit. They had to look like factory workers, right? They had to be able to get into places and look like the normal guy that someone would look at and then dismiss right away and be out of mind, out of sight. Because that's what a real spy does. They're not all flashy like James Bond. Okay. But they had to be able to sometimes seduce people or gain their confidence or build rapport quickly. And in order to flip them to betray their country, right? Can you imagine the skill set you have to have in order to be able to do that and be able to flip somebody quickly? Paul Benjamin is going to teach you how to do that. And we're going to talk about that tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern with an unscheduled emergency live stream. So tune into that. This video is going to redirect to that. So once it redirects, hit that like button for one, and then two, hit the notification so you don't miss it. And then, guys, if you combine what he teaches you with what I teach you in the dating course, you guys are going to be unstoppable poonhounds, okay? Because my course will teach you how to get more dates, and then once you get on the date, you use what Paul teaches you to seduce those chicks, okay? Unstoppable poonhounds, all right? Other than that, guys, if you haven't done so, please like, subscribe, hit those notifications. And thanks to everybody that sounded off in the live chat. That helps boost us in the algorithm. Oh, guys, also tune into the podcast Friday. We're going to continue my series on the Book of Puck. We're going to be talking about why perfect is boring. Okay. Thanks to Brother Nathan for the super chat. If you guys found this episode valuable at all, don't be stingy. Send a super chat. Okay. It's not too late. We got a few minutes left. And then follow me on social media, guys. The links are in the description. Get on the email list, list.comeonmanpod.com. I will send you some free stickers like this one. Girl, you know I'm a bad boy. And if you don't want stickers, just put don't want stickers in the address field and I won't waste a stamp on you. But you get 20 dating app openers and you also get a free chapter of my book, Everything I Wish I Knew When I Was 18, which is available on Audible. So if you guys have an Audible subscription, use your next credit and listen to my audiobook. Okay, it was narrated by my friend RP Thor. Guys, get the dating course. It's 50% off for the entire month of May with code MAY50 at checkout. There's a link pinned in the chat for that. I'll also drop a link for that again here. Boom, there we go. If you guys have been thinking about taking my course, but you're like, I can't afford that. Well, now you can, okay? I'm making it 50% off, you cheap sons of bitches. And then guys, join the beer club, beer.comeonmanpod.com. It's a good group of guys, good place to swap notes, good place to bring your problems, okay? And we'll talk. There's no judgment in there, okay? There's no judgment in there. We're all just guys swapping notes, okay? And it's just a good outlet for guys. Guys need to connect with other men for our own mental health, all right? Beer Club's a place to do that. That's all I have. We will see you tonight with Paul Benjamin.
This has been the Come On Man podcast. Now, go out and get it.